You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. Well, today I have a wonderful broadcast that I'd love to share with you, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this broadcast, and maybe if we might continue into the second time so that we might have a part one and part two kind of broadcast. I'm not sure. We'll just see how time plays out in this. So without further ado, let's begin with a Hail Mary, shall we? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to share something with you. A while back, we had a wonderful Monsignor come to us from the church called Saint Charbel. Saint Charbel Maronite Parish, and it's in Mississauga. In fact, I'll give you the address right now and the phone number. It is 7250 West Credit Avenue, Mississauga. The phone number, I'll repeat that address, 7250 West Credit Avenue, Mississauga. The phone number is 905-858-7979. Again, 905-858-7979. And the reason I'm giving you this, because after you hear this broadcast, not only yourselves, but I too am planning to go to this church. Anyways, first of all, this is a Lebanese, it's Saint Charbel, was Lebanese, okay? That's number one. I just want to give you a little bit of background from what I had listened to the Monsignor who had come to our church and shared his information about Saint Charbel and about the Lebanese community. It was so wonderful and so inspiring that I wanted to share this amazing good news to you as well. First of all, a Lebanese president, I'm just going to give you some general information, stuff that I didn't even know, but those of you who are Lebanese, bear with me. The president must be Catholic, right? So apparently not only it used to be you had to be Catholic, but you could be from another country, but today you must be Lebanese and you must be Catholic in order to be the president of the country. So there are Maronites, and the Maronites are also Syrian Catholic, Armenian Catholic, and there's three other groups that make up the Maronites, right? Saint Charbel, and that is spelled C-H-A-R-B-E-L, Charbel. my mistake, Charbel, with a E-L. All right, Charbel. So apparently, from what I've gathered, the Lebanese church, which is Catholic, believe in the core values, which are for them, is baptism, sin, and penitence. And they also have a huge devotion to the Marian prayers and everything. So Blessed Virgin Mary is mentioned in every Mass. They call her the Mother of Life, or the Cedar of Lebanon, would you believe? So it's beautiful, just beautiful. So the Mennonites have an adoration of Jesus in the Eucharist, and the liturgy is the heart, and it's focused more on the heart and rather less of the mind. They do use incense and singing and chanting. So Saint Charbel's first name, first when he was born, was Joseph. And in order to be a monk, you had to get a new name and you're given a new life. And so Joseph became Saint Charbel, right? So let's see if I can just go on. All right, so I think that is what I wanted to tell you for now. He is the patron saint of all illnesses, right? So Monsignor came and spoke to us, and he had said that many parishioners have come to the church and who've had terminal cancer and have been healed. Not everyone, right? But there have been healings at the church. That's what I will tell you. So it's absolutely beautiful to hear Monsignor speak. He spoke about not having fear of illness because God wants us closer with him. So he says, if your mouth is silent, then your mind is open to God to fill you, right? So so let's begin with, first of all, Saint Charbel. So he is one of the best known saints in the Middle East. And he arouses admiration and universal awe because of the extraordinary miracles and signs wrought through the power of his intercession. He was born, Saint Charbel was born in 1828. He was the fifth child of very poor parents, Anthony and Bridget Makloff. I'm sorry, please forgive me if I'm saying it incorrect. Makloff, who lived in the small hilltop town of Bekaa Kafra, 140 kilometers north of Beirut. He was christened Joseph, his parents being Catholic of the Maronite rite. Their children grew up in a very happy atmosphere of mutual love, which flowed from a daily life of prayer and hard work on the land. And during this time, Lebanon was under the rule of the Ottoman Empire. So when Joseph was three, his father passed away. And to ensure her children's keep and education, Joseph's mother decided to remarry. She took as her husband an upright and devout deacon by the name of Ibrahim. At the age of 14, Joseph felt the call to the monastic way of life, but was only in 1851 that he decided to enter the monastery in Mafouk. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Please, again, forgive me throughout this broadcast. He applied for admission, and there he spent the first year of his novitiate. In his second year, he moved to the monastery in Anaya, where on November 1853, he took his preliminary vows and took the name of Charbel after the Antiochian martyr of 107 AD. He finished his theological studies, and was ordained to the priesthood on July 23rd, 1859. As a young priest, he was witness to the appalling massacre of 20,000 Christians that were of Muslims and members of the Druze sect. The Christians that were by the Muslims. And Muslim troops murdered entire families of Christians without mercy, plundering and burning churches, convents, farms, and homes. And hundreds of refugees that were hungry and wounded and terrified by what had happened and might yet happen sought shelter in the monastery of Anaya. Father Charbel rendered every possible assistance to the refugees, all the while praying, fasting, imposing severe penances upon himself, offering himself to God in a spirit of expiation for the crimes committed, and begging for God's mercy on the persecution and the persecuted alike. On February 15th, 1875, he spent 17 years in the monastic community in Anaya, and Father Charbel received permission to move to the Hermitage of St. Peter and St. Paul, and there to unite himself with Christ through prayer, manual labor, and even stricter acts of self-denial. He became an isolated hermit, and it was a home to but three monks, and it stood about 1,350 meters above sea level. His own cell was only 6 meters square. He always wore a hair shirt under his habit and slept only a few hours every day. Once a day, he ate very meager meals without meat. The Eucharist was the focal point of his life, and after a long preparation, he would say Holy Mass in the Hermitage Chapel, and he would remain there for 2 more hours of thanksgiving. His cherished form of prayer was the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. His daily round consisted meditating on Holy Scripture, praying without cease, and working. And in this way, Charbel offered himself up to God, that God might purify his heart and free him from all evil inclinations and selfishness. In other words, he made him into a saint, such as Jesus desired. His fellow monks considered him a saint during his lifetime, for they knew just how heroically he strove to imitate the life of Jesus. When someone who is so totally devoted to God prays, he makes God's all-powerful love present in the world. So closely was Father Charbel united to Christ that he would radiate the joy of his pure love to everyone he met. And that is why Jesus could work all kinds of miracles and signs through him. One of the many miracles wrought by this Lebanese monk took place in 1885 in the fields of very poor villagers who lived in the vicinity of the monastery of Anaya. A vast cloud of locusts descended on the farmers' fields and began to ravage the harvest. For the people, it was a terrible plague that promised widespread famine. The monastery prior asked Father Charbel to go at once to the infested fields and to pray over them and bless them with holy water. The locusts disappeared from every field the monk blessed, and the harvest was saved. In 1873, Father Charbel's superior sent him to the palace of Prince Rakid Beg Alkuri to pray for his son, who was dying of typhus. The doctors held out little hope for him. Father Charbel administered the sacrament of the sick to the boy and blessed him with holy water. All at once, in an instant, to the great joy of all present, the young boy recovered. After finishing his medical studies, this young boy went on to become one of the most famous physicians in Lebanon. In the small town of Amege lived a mentally ill person. With great difficulty, several men brought him to the monastery, but they were unable to bring him into the church, for he resisted with superhuman strength. Father Charbel approached and asked him to go in with him and kneeled before the tabernacle. The man calmed down and humbly followed the monk. After praying, Father Charbel read to him from the gospel. And then a miracle occurred. The man regained his sanity. He later married, had a large family, and moved to the United States. There are many other accounts of miracles associated with Father Charbel, and a lot, especially most of them, occurred after his death. We need a miracle worker always. And of course, the power behind every miracle is God. But in His mercy, we can pray for one another so that our prayers expand and grow stronger. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective in James 5. The saints, our cloud of witnesses, will pray for us if we ask. Although intentions, my friends, of every sort emerge daily, praying for conversions and for families is at the heart of our mission on earth. It boils down to heaven or hell. We can pray to any saint, but those who were united to families while they walked the earth speak the language of praying, of a praying parent, in a very personal way. Saint Charbel Makhlouf, and I will spell you the last name, Makhlouf, born 1828 and passed away 1898, is one of those saints. The humble Maronite hermit and priest from Lebanon left behind advice and inspiration for families. He lived in obscurity, but after his death, the extraordinary phenomena of light coming from his corpse brought multitudes to his tomb. According to the Saint Charbel website, and there is a website, he performed hundreds of thousands of miracles as a Catholic Maronite monk and hermit, and it continued after his death. His miracles have reached across denominational lines and have been reported in over 133 countries. Saint Maron's Monastery in Anaya, Mount Lebanon, where his body is entombed, receives hundreds of thousands of letters every year from people who want to share stories of miracles and wonders. He was the fifth child of a mule driver and his wife. He was orphaned at an early age and raised by an uncle. As I say, he had entered the monastery at the age of 14. I'm sorry, at the age of 23. After 16 years, Saint Charbel felt that he wanted to become a hermit. And he moved in, as I say, to a hermitage that was attached to the monastery. And after his death at the age of 70, for 45 days, witnesses claimed a white light radiated from his body. He was canonized in 1977. During his life, Saint Charbel warned us that the devil is bent on the destruction of families by coming to us through the Holy Family. God reinforced the importance of all families, even among those that are broken up or never even fully formed. They carry the pieces and charism of God's mission to be lived out and prayed about. Love is a radiant light. The life and words of Saint Charbel contains insights from Saint Charbel specifically related to family. So the book is called Love is a Radiant Light, The Life and Words of Saint Charbel. And in there it says, guard your family, Saint Charbel said. guard your families and keep them from the schemes of the evil one through the presence of God in them. Protect and keep them through prayer and dialogue, through mutual understanding and forgiveness, through honesty and faithfulness, and most importantly, through listening. Listen to one another with your ears, eyes, hearts, mouths, and the palms of your hands, and keep the roaring of the noise of the world away from your homes, because it is like raging storms and violent waves. Once it enters the home, it will sweep away everything and disperse everyone. Preserve the warmth of the family, because the warmth of the whole world cannot make up for it. Every family is a holy family because it is the image of God, the Trinity. The corruption of the family means a corruption of the image of God. The family carries the torch of light and passes it from one generation to another, so the world may remain lit by the light of the Lord. The family is the basis of the Lord's plan, and all forces of evil are focusing all their evil on destroying the family, because they know that by destroying the family, the foundations of the plan of God will be shaken. Although Saint Charbel died 19 years before Our Lady of Fatima appeared to the three shepherd children, his words were prophetically reflected in the message from heaven in 1917. Just keeping time, my friends, many times when I get wrapped up in things. So it appears, though, my friends, that we will continue this into the next broadcast, because there's much to share. And I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. But brothers and sisters, you must check out, if you haven't already, please check out Saint Charbel. And I will be sharing with you in the next broadcast the novena and a prayer, that the litany for Saint Charbel, and I know that you're absolutely going to love it. So hang in there with me. Although, as I said, 19 years before Our Lady of Fatima appeared, Cardinal Caffara had requested prayers from St. Lucia, one of the Fatima children who became a cloistered nun, for the success of Pope St. John Paul II's newly created Pontifical Institute for Studies on Marriage and the Family. She wrote him back, "Father, a time will come when the decisive..." Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. "Father, a time will come when the decisive battle between the kingdom of Christ and Satan will be over marriage and the family. And those who will work for the good of the family will experience persecution and tribulation. But do not be afraid, because Our Lady has already crushed his head." Isn't that wonderful? Help from Our Lady of Fatima to fight for families is still available. We can take heed of St. Charbel's advice by responding to the International World Apostolate of Fatima and their Children of the Eucharist program, calling for a global spiritual bouquet of 5 million prayers or rosaries and sacrifices from individuals and groups. Our intention is to pray for mercy for all families of the world and in reparation for the offenses against the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, explained Professor Americo Pablo Lopez Ortiz, International President of the World Apostolate of Fatima. The prayers and sacrifices will be presented by Father Carlos at the rector of the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary in Fatima, Portugal, on May 13th, and this was, and October 13th, 2020. That was 2 years ago, in their Chapel of the Apparitions. "We are all living, my friends," says Father Chris Alar, This is so important. We are all living in times of great suffering where many have lost hope. And Father Chris Allar is the director of the Association of Marian Helpers. Evil is all around us, and many families are crumbling. So in that particular centennial year of Saint Jacinta's entrance into heaven, he says, I wanted to remind everyone that through this global prayer effort, that maybe, you know, maybe it's time to reignite that as well, that the great promise of the Blessed Mother, that in the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph over evil. Saint Charbel calls us to pray and to hold fast to the cross as the center of the universe and the key to heaven. He told us, a man who prays out the mystery of existence and a man who does not pray scarcely exists. So let us pray. Saint Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Saint Charbel, pray for us. So brothers and sisters, I have about a couple of minutes left, but I sincerely hope that you are enjoying this beautiful, beautiful broadcast for Saint Charbel. The Father Charbel actually died on Christmas Eve while celebrating Mass. And outside it was snowing really hard and a chill wind was blowing. And all the roads to the hermitage were snowbound. And no one from the monastery could inform the local villagers of the hermit's death, so that nobody was going in and nobody was coming out. Yet a strange thing happened. That very day, every local villager experienced an inner conviction that Father Charbel had been called to heaven. Young men set out with shovels to clear the snowbound road that they might reach the hermitage and carry the body to the monastery. They said, we have lost a brilliant star that protected our order, the church, and all of Lebanon with its holiness. Let us pray that God make Charbel our patron, who will watch over us and be our guide through the darkness of our earthly life. On Christmas Day, Father Charbel was laid to rest in a communal grave in the monastery. The following night, I'm just checking, I've got, all right, we'll just end it with this. The following night, a brilliant light became visible across the entire valley. It continued to shine, would you believe, for 45 nights. The event caused a great stir throughout the whole district. Thousands of Christians and Muslims came to the tomb to see this extraordinary phenomenon. Some managed to dig up the grave and help themselves to scraps of the saint's clothing and locks of his hair as relics. And for reasons of safety, the Marianite patriarch decided to have the body brought to the monastery. So brothers and sisters, we will continue next time as we continue in this beautiful journey as we pay homage to Saint Charbel. God bless you all, and thanks so much for joining me this afternoon here on Radio Maria Canada. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I had